Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm super excited to work with you today. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper in pencil, and please write neatly so we can read it. And then when you're finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You don't need it for a while. We're going to start by coloring. So what we're going to work on today is something called a digraph. Digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. Yes. And today we're going to work on the digraph that has SH. When S and H get together, they make a brand new sound. So instead of saying S, together SH says shh, just like if I was asking you to be quiet. When S, H get together, they make the sound shh. So let's look at the top of our page. There's a picture, and I want us to look for something in our picture that begins with that SH digraph sound. And it will say shh at the beginning of the word. Could also happen at the end of a word, but we're just going to work on the beginning digraph sound today for SH. Do you see what I see? Do you see that shark? Ah, I see it too. Shark has that SH sound. Let's color our shark. I'm going to color my shark gray. If you can't find a gray crayon, you could use your black crayon lightly, or you could even use your pencil. When you color with your pencil, it makes a nice gray color. So let's color that shark gray. Shark begins with the SH digraph. The S and the H get together and make a new sound, and that sound is shh, shark. Shark, sh, sh, shark, exactly. So together, they make a new sound. If they were separate and made their normal sounds, we would say, ah, look, there's a shark. There's a shark, which just doesn't even sound right, does it? Plus, that takes a long time to say, if you ask me. I have to really think about separating those sounds out to say shark. Shark. It doesn't even sound right. So instead of taking so long to talk about it, I can say it faster with my beginning digraph sound of shh. Look! Ah! There's a shark! It's much faster. And then I can get the help I need if there really is a shark. I don't know. I would be scared. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not a fan of sharks. Or spiders. Just saying. So shark has that beginning SH sound, and it says shark. It says sh, sh, sh at the beginning of the word. I have finished coloring my shark. I mean, look at those teeth. Oh, and I think you should be finished coloring your shark very soon. So I'll give you about 6 more seconds, and then finished or not, I need you to put down your gray crayon or your pencil if you're using that. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, boys and girls. Do you see anything else in our picture that might begin with that SH sh sound? Do you see the ship? Me too. Look at it. It's pretty cool. Let's color our ship. Let's color the bottom part, not the sails, not the stuff at the top. Let's color the bottom part of the ship brown. Find some kind of a brown crayon, and let's just focus on the bottom part of the ship. So ship begins the same way as shark. It begins with our SH digraph sound. They say, S and H say, shh, when they're together. So we have ship, sh-sh-ship. Now, if we were to say them separately, it would sound so so silly. It would sound like this. Oh, look at that big sahip. The big sahip. No, I think a 2-year-old might talk that way, but not us. No siree. No. We say ship. Ship. Look at the big ship in the ocean. Look at the ship on the water. I hope the shark doesn't get the ship. That's what we say. Shark and ship. And you say it when you want someone to be quiet too. That's how we say our sound of SH together. It can come at the end of a word or even in the beginning, or I'm sorry, even in the middle of a word, but we're working on the beginning part of the word in ship and shark. I have finished coloring the bottom part of my boat and I left my sails alone. I left my sails alone. I'm not going to color those right now. I'm going to put down my brown crayon. I'm going to give you all about 5 more seconds. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, boys and girls, look at the picture. There is some stuff in the bottom of the ocean along the sand that begins with that SH sh sound. What's at the bottom of the ocean? Shells. Shells, exactly. Let's count the shells. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shells. There are 5 shells there. Let's color the shells that look like a fan. They're the ones that don't have the opening. Do you know what I'm talking about? I wonder if you know what I'm talking about. There are 2 shells that look like they have a mouth. And then there are 3 shells that are flatter. Let's color the 3 shells that are flat and kind of look like a fan. Let's color those 3 shells purple. Find your purple crayon and color the 3 flat shells purple. Shells begins with our SH digraph. SH says sh, sh, sh. When they get together, when S and H get together, they say sh, sh, sh. So now we have sh, sh, shells. Shells begins the same way as shark and ship. So we have 3 flat sh, sh, shells. They kind of look like fans if you were hot and needed to fan yourself. We're coloring these 3 shells purple. Purple. So shells has to have that SH sound, make that sh sound. Otherwise, we would say, oh, I'm coloring my Sahel's purple. It doesn't sound right, does it? No, we need to keep the SH together so that it says sh. Okay, I have finished coloring my 3 purple shells. I'm putting down my purple crayon. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now let's color those 2 shells that look like they have a mouth. Let's color those 2 shells orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon and let's color those 2 shells orange. The ones that look like they kind of have a mouth, they have an opening. Those are clam shells. Shells, shells has an SH beginning digraph sound. Exactly. S and H make a whole new sound. Sometimes I talk really loud, and people always say to me, Mrs. Oldham, shh. It's okay. I need the reminder. I do talk loud. I do. Okay. I have finished coloring my orange shells. Shells. And I put down my orange crayon. I'll give you 3 more seconds to do yours. 3, 2, 1. Okay, there's one more object in our picture that begins the same way as shell, shark, ship, but you're really not going to know it because it's that scuba diver's name. His name begins with the SH digraph sound. His name begins with sh. His name is Shane. Shane. Let's color Shane's flippers that he has on his feet. See his flippers? Let's color those green. Most flippers are green. Not all the time, but some are. So let's color those green. His name is Shane, and he has that SH digraph sound at the beginning. When you put that SH sound together, you get shh. Otherwise, his name would be Sahane. That just sounds weird. That's just not right. So we have to know that when you see SH, you get a new sound. We have to remember that. It says shh. I colored his flippers green. Let's color the mask. The mask around his eyes green too. Let's color the mask around Shane's eyes green. Just the outside mask part. Don't color the inside part or he won't be able to see anymore. Shane won't be able to see. I wonder if he's afraid of that shark. I wonder if he's saying, ship, please come back and get me. There's a shark nearby. But Shane seems like he's looking for some shells and he's not worried at all. Shane is brave. And then the last thing we can color green is there's a tube in his mouth so that he can breathe underwater. Do you see that? And then there's a little connecting tube going around his head. Let's color the thing in his mouth, the little mouthpiece, green, so he can breathe. Shane can breathe. And then the tube going around the side of his face. Color that green too. We need Shane to be able to breathe underwater. Any minute now, he's probably going to spit that mouthpiece out and say, "Help, help, there's a shark!" Then we'll have to say, "Shane, shh, you're being too loud. Don't panic." Right? I don't know. Okay, I have finished coloring Shane's flippers and his mask and his mouthpiece and the tube to help him breathe. So now I'm going to put down my green crayon and I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's start on number 1. There's our beginning digraph. SH. Trace it for me. SH. And scoot over and trace it again. SH. And then scoot over. There's nothing for you to trace, but that's because I want you to write your own SH. Write it yourself. SH. Then scoot over and do it again. SH. And then one last time, scoot over and write it one more time. SH. Now let's look at number 2. I have written 3 words. We're going to read those words and look for the beginning digraph sound. Number 2, the first word says shop. Shop. What's the digraph sound in shop? Yes, it's SH. Circle the SH for me. Circle them together. They make a new sound together. Move to the middle word. That says shade. Shade. What's the beginning digraph? SH. Shade. Let's move to the last one. The last word says short. Sh-sh. Short. Circle the SH. SH together says sh-sh-sh. Short. Okay, number 3. You're going to see a row of pictures. I'm going to name those pictures for you. You circle it if you hear the beginning SH digraph sound. You should be able to hear shh. Number 3, the first picture is thermos. Thermos. Nope, that doesn't have it. Leave it alone. The next picture has a wheel. Wheel. Nope. The next picture is a shirt. Shirt. Yes, that has it. Shirt. Circle the shirt. The next picture is shovel. Shovel. Yep, that has it. Circle the shovel. The next picture is cheese. Nope. And our last picture is a shoe. Shoe. You got it. Shoe begins with that SH sound. Number four. We need to fill in the digraph. Right now it says go in the. We need to write shop. We need to put an SH in that on top of that blank line, on that black line. It says go in the. And if we write SH, it will say go in the shop. Go in the shop. And then there's a picture of a shamrock and a shop. Which one should we circle to match our sentence? Yes, we need to circle the shop. Circle the shop so that it matches. Go in the shop. Boys and girls, we did it. We are an SH digraph expert. SH says, shh. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.